Windows 11 with JAWS. Lesson 8. Pin and arrange apps on the Start menu. Objectives. By the end of this lesson, you will understand, be able to discuss and/or perform the following tasks as they relate to pinning and arranging apps on the Start menu in Windows 11. Understand the concept, location of, and navigate to the pinned area of the Start menu. Explore the apps pinned to the Start menu on your computer, noting the position in the list. Add and remove pinned buttons to the Start menu. Arrange buttons in the Start menu using the keyboard or mouse. Explore the pinned section of the Start menu. Should you ever use a tablet or other Windows device without a keyboard, it is handy to have shortcuts for the apps you need and use most often pinned to the top of the Start menu. First, look at the items pinned to the Start menu on your computer. Open the Start menu by pressing the Windows key and then press Tab to move to the Pinned App section.
Search box edit. Pinned recommended. Pinned list box. Microsoft Edge. 1 of 27.
Next, explore the apps pinned on your computer by pressing right and left arrow.
Excel. PowerPoint. Word.
Press Ctrl-End, E-N-D, to move to the bottom of the list of pinned apps, and then press left arrow to explore a few of the items pinned to the bottom of the list.
Tips. 27 of 27. Movies and TV. File Explorer.
For now, press Escape to close the Start menu, but remember the buttons you have currently pinned there and their arrangement. We're about to change that. Adding or removing pinned items to the Start menu. You can add apps and folders to the Start menu. Select an icon or folder and then press the application key or right-click with a mouse to open a context menu. Then choose Pin to Start. Remove an app pinned to the Start menu. You can remove apps from the Start menu by right-clicking a button or pressing the application key to open a context menu and then choosing Unpin from Start. To do this, first open the Start menu by pressing the Windows key.
Search.
Next, move to the first app pinned to the top of the Start menu by pressing the Tab key.
Microsoft Edge, 1 of 27.
Third, press the application key, Shift F10, or use the right mouse button to open a context menu.
Context menu, Unpin from Start.
There it is, right at the top of the context menu. For the time being, press Escape twice to close the menus.
Microsoft Edge, leaving menus. Recycle bin.
Pin an app from a Windows desktop shortcut. For this step, let's add the JAWS icon to the Start menu. If JAWS is installed on your computer, you can do this with the JAWS icon on your desktop. If you don't have a JAWS icon on your desktop, you may use any other icon on your desktop for practice. First, press Windows key D Delta to move focus to the Windows desktop.
Recycle bin 1 of 13.
Press J to move to the JAWS icon. Press J a few times to find the icon for JAWS 2022 if you have more than one JAWS icon on the desktop of your PC.
JAWS 2020. JAWS 2021. JAWS 2022.
Press the application key, Shift F10, or right-click the icon with a mouse to open a context menu.
Context menu. Open.
Choose Pin to Start in the menu.
Open file location. Run as administrator. Run as different user. Picture smart with JAWS. Convenient OCR to Word with JAWS. Convenient OCR with JAWS. Troubleshoot compatibility. Pin to Start. Context menu. Leaving menu bar. Folder view list view. Mozilla Thunderbird. 11 of 13.
A button for JAWS 2022 has now been added to the Start menu pinned section. Find and pin an app from the Windows list of apps. You may also use the Windows list of apps to find and pin apps to the Start menu. First, open the Start menu by pressing the Windows key.
Search box edit.
Press Tab to move to the All Apps button and then press Spacebar to activate it.
Pinned Recommended, Pinned List Box, Microsoft Edge, 1 of 28. All Apps button, Number.
The alphabetical list of apps on your computer opens. Type the first letter of an app you're looking for. For this example, let's use the calculator app. Type C for calculator.
List box, user account for Dan Clark, 1 of 2, all apps checked, all apps list box, C, calculator, 1 of 9.
There's the button to launch calculator. If you were to press enter, that would start calculator. Open a context menu by pressing Shift F10 or by right-clicking the calculator button with a mouse. If Unpin from Start is shown in the context menu on your PC instead of Pin to Start, that means the button for the app is already in the group of buttons pinned to the Start menu. For this practice, you may use any other app that's not already pinned to the Start menu. You can always unpin it later when you finish the lesson.
Menu. Pin to Start.
The other two items are a submenu for More and one for Uninstall. The More submenu contains Pin to Taskbar, Run as Administrator, and Open File Location. Activate the Pin to Start menu item by pressing Enter or Spacebar.
Calculator, leaving menus.
The list of available apps remains open. Repeat this process to pin buttons for additional apps to the Start menu as needed. It's important to note that the newly pinned buttons appear at the bottom of the list of pinned apps on the Start menu. We'll move them to the top for easier access in the next step. When you are finished, press Escape to close the Start menu. Arrange pinned items on the Start menu. Rearranging the buttons on the Start menu with the most used apps at the top benefits low vision users who may be using screen magnification software such as ZoomText. It also benefits screen reader users with touchscreen devices as well as keyboard-only users. Once you've pinned new buttons to the Start menu, you can then arrange the buttons for the apps you use most often at the top for easy access. When you first pin an app to the Start menu, it appears at the bottom of the list. There are a few ways to arrange pinned items in the Start menu, including using the context menu with Shift F10 or a right mouse click, by clicking and dragging using the left mouse button, or by using the keyboard. Screen magnification and mouse users, feel free to click and drag the buttons in the pinned area of the Start menu at your convenience. Use the context menu to arrange apps pinned to the Start menu. Next, use the context menu to move the calculator button from the bottom of the Start menu to the top. Remember, when it was added a moment ago, it appeared at the bottom of the list of pinned buttons. First, open the Start menu by pressing the Windows key and then press Tab to move to the Pinned App section.
Search box edit. Microsoft Edge, 1 of 28.
Press Control End to move to the bottom of the list.
Calculator.
Use the left or right arrow keys if necessary to find the calculator button. Press the application key to open a context menu.
Menu, move to top.
For all buttons in the list except the first one, the first menu choice in the context menu is Move to Top. Press Enter or Spacebar on Move to Top.
Leaving menus, pinned recommended, pinned list box, calculator, 1 of 28.
Perfect. There it is at the top of the Start menu. You may repeat this process to move more buttons from the bottom to the top of the Start menu. However, note that as you move buttons to the top using this method, they always appear in the first slot or position. In the next section, we look at how to rearrange the buttons in the Start menu pinned area. Also note that pressing the Delete key will not remove pinned items. However, you may choose to unpin items by using the context menu. For now, press Escape to close the Start menu. Use the keyboard to arrange apps pinned to the Start menu. You just moved a button from the bottom of the Start menu to the top. However, you may want to rearrange the buttons at the top of or elsewhere within the Start menu individually. Here's how. First, Open the Start menu by pressing the Windows key and then press Tab to move to the Pinned App section.
Search box edit. Pinned recommended. Pinned list box. Calculator. 1 of 28.
Move focus to the button you want to rearrange by pressing right or left arrow. In this example, the button for Microsoft Word is number 5 in the list. Let's move it to the second position, just after the button for Calculator. Press right arrow to move to the Word button.
Microsoft Edge. Excel. PowerPoint. Word.
Focus is on the button. Press one of the following keystrokes. Move the pinned button one to the right, Alt-Shift-Right arrow. Move the button one to the left, Alt-Shift-Left arrow. Since you want to move the Word button to the left, press Alt-Shift-Left arrow. JAWS didn't speak anything. In this case, read the position of the button by pressing the JAWS saline keystroke, insert up arrow.
Word, 4 of 28.
Great. Now, press Alt-Shift-Left arrow once more. Read the position of the button again by pressing the JAWS saline keystroke, insert up arrow.
Word, 3 of 28.
Repeat this process one more time.
Word, 2 of 28.
Excellent. Now you've added a new button to the pinned section of the Start menu and arranged the buttons on the top row in the order you prefer. Continue the process to arrange the buttons in the Start menu on your PC to your preference. When you're finished, press Escape to close the Start menu. Thank you for joining me in this lesson on pinning and arranging buttons within the Start menu in Windows 11. Do you want to learn more? Visit dsurf.net/training.